head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Eli Drinkwitz, is on the line with us now. Coach, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Congratulations to Memphis. Most wins in school history. What a job Ryan Silverfield's doing, man. So that's awesome for him. I know the state of Tennessee is celebrating their football right now. Obviously, you got Vandy in a bowl game. You got Tennessee in the playoffs. So what a time to be a football fan in the state of Tennessee.
Oh, it's definitely fun. Gives us something to talk about. But I know you have to be pleased with your Tigers and the season that you all had there, and coming to Nashville to play Iowa in the Music City Bowl. And what's funny is we were talking about this last week. This was supposed to be the matchup in 2020.
Yeah.
Obviously, COVID had other plans, but now we finally get to see it.
Yeah, isn't it remarkable how the Lord works? And sometimes you get an opportunity to go back and redo something. But I know this, that 2020 Iowa team, woo, they were tough as nails. So, but this 2024 team defensively is really an elite squad. Offensively, they got some really, really good players. They've been banged up a little bit at quarterback. But Kirk Ferentz does an outstanding job, has been a great head coach for a long time, kind of the standard bearer for consistency in a program. And it'll be a real challenge for us. You know, I'm very excited about the opportunity to be in Nashville. What a great city to stay in the Gaylord hotels and get to play in Nissan Stadium. I mean, when you talk about bowl games, this is one of those destinations that you're really excited about the opportunity.
How do you approach this game? Because obviously things have changed with how it works the last few years. I mean, you're having to focus on practice and everything for this game, but also you're having to look ahead with just had early signing day, the portal, all that stuff that you're having to manage. So what's it kind of like from the head coach's seat getting ready for this thing?
Well, you have to prioritize, and my number one priority is this football team and this senior class. These guys have worked really hard for this opportunity, and I would be in the wrong if I spent my time focusing on next year instead of this year in finishing. And we had a great devotional Sunday about being finishers, and that's really what this team and our coaching staff wants to do. We want to put ourselves in the best position possible to compete versus a really good Iowa team and try to finish the season. And you can't control the outcomes, but you can sure control your daily process. And so that's really been our mindset. Obviously, you've got to compartmentalize and spend some time. I just got done with a recruiting breakfast and was walking out the door. That's why I was a little bit late getting to this call. I'm heading to a team meeting at 10. But like I told our team, when we're here, when we're working, our focus is 100% preparing for Iowa and having the will to win that game.
We're talking to Missouri head football coach Eli Drinkwitz on the Chase and Big Joe show. Coach, I'm always fascinated on planning and practicing for a bowl game because you got exams, guys need to go home to see their families, and you got to practice. What's kind of the routine you guys are going to have leading up to the Music City Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's a get-to thing, right? It's an opportunity. You get an opportunity to practice and develop, and football is a game where you get better at practice. So we spent the first part of this week and last week really just working developmental practices. No focus on anything specific, just, hey, how do we get better? And then after that, we've kind of zoned in on Iowa. We're going to work up until Sunday. We're going to give our guys 3 days to go home for Christmas and celebrate the holidays with their families, which in college football is a really difficult thing to get to do. So I know our guys are excited about that. We'll come back after Christmas, travel to the bowl site, and get ready to play.
You know, this season with you and you guys in the SEC, people talk about just how difficult it is. I mean, you really understand how difficult it is each week. I mean, how easy is it or difficult is it, Coach, during the week to put behind a game on Saturday and then get ready for, you know, an Alabama or a Georgia or a Tennessee coming up? Because I got to think at some point it's kind of like, oh, my goodness, when does this end?
Yeah, I mean, the reality of the SEC, which is different than every other league, is every team has a game record. And they have multiple players who are going to be NFL draft picks and starters. And so it doesn't matter if a team's, you know, a 5-5 or if they're 10-2, you have to prepare to get their best. And every team's got talent. It's just a matter of when and how they put it together. So it's a challenge. You can't get too high, too low. And the key to it is trying to be consistent in your approach.
Coach Eli Drinkwitz is with us from Missouri. So with this new era of college football with the 12-team playoff, you know, how do you feel like this first year went? As you know, the committee obviously had their job to do to figure out the best 12 teams, and some good teams got left out. But when it comes to the SEC as a whole, I mean, you know how dominant this conference can be. How do you think it all shook out, and could you see maybe some changes moving forward?
Man, I definitely think there'll be changes. I mean, I think ultimately in the SEC, there's a lot of the teams who controlled their own destiny. And for whatever reason, I mean, this is the deepest league, toughest league in college football. And at the end, we kind of beat ourselves up, which ultimately cost us positions in the playoffs. So I don't think it's a flawed system. It's just this is a really tough conference. And so for us to try to get four teams in that league, I mean, I said it before, it's going to take 10 wins to get in the playoffs. And that's really what the committee showed us.
How special has it been being able to coach Luther Burden? Because he's so much fun to watch.
Man, you want to talk about not only is he an extreme talent, ball-in-his-hand competitor, but, man, he's a great kid. He is a unbelievable competitor, great work ethic, low-maintenance, high-output young man. And he's grown into that. He's developed it. He's developed his consistency. And I got to give a lot of credit to our strength staff in developing those daily habits into our wide receivers coach, Coach Peeler. It's been a special 3 years. It's been a really fast 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz is with us. And Coach, Rick Stockstill's a friend of the show, and one time he told us about going to bowl games. He said he's never been to a bad bowl game. And that really hit me like, you know what? Yeah, and you talked about a moment ago, Coach, about being appreciative and grateful to having this opportunity to be in a bowl game. What does it mean to your program to get to go to a bowl game?
Yeah, for us, it's the fifth straight bowl game that we've had an opportunity to compete in. And it's a get-to opportunity. You get to play the game one more time. For the seniors, you never know when it's going to be the last time you have an opportunity to play the game. And so you got to cherish that. You don't always get to run out in front of your friends and families and play a game that you work so hard and love. You don't always get to go out and pick. I mean, the TransPerfect Music City Bowl has a great list of gifts for us. You get free gear, you know, meals paid for. You get to go down to Broadway and have fun. It's a heck of a deal. And I have to agree with Coach Stockstill.
Yeah.
I've never been to a bad bowl game. I've been to Mobile. I've been to San Diego. I've been to El Paso. I've been to Shreveport on Christmas, and every one of them was awesome.
I love it. I know you've come to town and played Vanderbilt, but have you ever come here like on your own with your wife and the kids, like during the summer and just time to get away?
Well, there's not much time to get away. I've been there several times, and my wife and I have been there. I was actually invited and went to the grand opening of Chiefs. Eric Church's bar, so I've spent some time there, and it's a great place.
Oh, that's awesome.
Coach, you mentioned when we started this, you know, Vanderbilt, you saw them earlier in the year where you guys were able to get it in two overtimes in a great football game. Diego Pavia, just defending him, how difficult was that?
Well, Clark Lee is as good a football coach as there is in the country and has done an excellent job just sticking to the process. I'm so impressed with what he's done and how he's done it consistently there. And obviously he got the right stuff in Diego, and man, it is a difficult challenge. I tell you what, I think that's when the world realized that Vanderbilt was for real. I mean, we beat them in double overtime. We got dropped in the polls. All right. And then the next week they beat Alabama, and I was laughing saying, all right, well now everybody realizes this dude is for real. And so I'm not rooting against the guy, but I am rooting against that lawsuit. I'm sure hoping he's not back next year because he's a heck of a player.
That's a very good point. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. We're looking forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks in Nashville. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate the opportunity, brother.
Absolutely.
M-I-Z.
Coach Eli Drinkwitz joining us here on the program, head coach of the Missouri Tigers, and again, the TransPerfect Music City Bowl coming up on December 30th at Nissan Stadium. You and I hosting the official pregame show. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.